Welcome to the Build Guild Podcast, a professionally unprofessional podcast for makers. My name is Brett Gordon with Gordon's Woodshop.
And you're a professional?
No. No, not at all.
So you fit us perfectly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what you do. What is your making?
I do mostly woodwork. Well, pretty much all woodwork here lately. I have done a little bit of metalwork. I'm certainly not an expert on metalwork, but know a little more about woodworking. Mostly furniture, cutting boards, spoons, things like that. Yeah.
All hand carved? Do you have any robots in the shop?
No robots. Power tools and hand tools, gouges, chisels, things like that. Yeah. Mm.
Cody's the woodworker of our bunch because I pretty much don't do anything in wood anymore. It's been several years.
I do.
Yeah.
Some days.
Every day.
When, you know,
people order things. Yeah. So is that your full-time job?
No. That's just after I put the kids to bed at night or on weekends, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, my full-time job, I'm a county extension agent. You guys know what that is?
I have no clue.
Okay.
So is this going to get me out of a ticket?
No, not quite. I can't help you out with that. I work for the University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture. So the extension service, we have an office in all 75 counties in Arkansas. And basically, I work with farmers, property owners, anybody that has a kind of ag or plant related question, basically. More or less take ag research that's made from the University of Arkansas, and I kind of share it and educate people with it. So I work a lot. I work in Woodruff County, which is just east of the county we're at here, and work with rice, corn, soybean producers mostly, and then take homeowner calls.
Do you work in Augusta?
Yeah.
I do pest control for the building you're probably in.
Yeah.
Is it? Do you recognize me from that? Because I did not recognize you from that.
No, I don't think I've seen you there, but I'm out of the office a lot. Especially if it's warm outside, it's planting season, I'm out.
I didn't think of that.
Farmer's fields, yeah.
Yeah, that, well, it's like half building is something and half is government. That
building? There's like the...
By where Fred's was?
No. That's
one of the only three buildings in Augusta.
Oh, yeah.
That's the USDA building.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So that's why you don't rent.
No, I'm over by the courthouse.
By the courthouse. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Man. So. And it's still going during all this COVID stuff.
I'm working from home right now, but I'm still allowed to do farm visits, site visits, as long as there's, keeping my 6 feet or whatever.
Yeah.
Best way to social distance. You go to a farm.
Which we are not doing social. We're a little closer than 6 feet. So.
Yeah. So.
Sorry.
There might not be another episode. We'll all get the COVID and die.
Bigger table than this, Ben.
This is it.
You're breathing on me, Brian.
I need a bigger shop to do that.
A bigger shop.
Yeah.
So, cool. That's cool because we're actually, my wife got this really great idea to get hay bales and have a hay bale garden in our backyard.
There's a way to do that, yeah.
Yeah, well, apparently she knows, and she's doing it. She is definitely
a
green thumb.
Garden?
Yeah, so like
you're growing in the hay?
Yeah,
like a raised flower bed?
Yeah,
technically you don't want to.
It is the raised flower bed, kind of.
You don't really want to use hay. You want to use straw.
Straw.
Because the hay will have a lot of weed seeds in it and stuff. You'll have a mess.
So it's straw. Whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about all the bugs it's going to produce.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about snakes. I'm thinking, like, that's like.
No good.
We live in like a subdivision, just like
right.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, okay. And then she's wanting to like put like berries and stuff out there. It's like, well, that's definitely gonna get snakes. Like, in my head,
I found a snake in our carport a few weeks ago.
How big was it? A little brown snake.
It looked real short. A snake, and they all should die, in my opinion.
Wrong.
Yeah.
They all should die.
I have found like a little brown snake, like it was in our yard or whatever. But like, I just let it be what it is. But like.
No.
I've never seen, like, big snake, but I'm just
Satan presented
like
himself as a snake. Oh, therefore, all snakes are bad. They should all die.
Wrong. I
mean, but it was
king
where our
snakes
shoes...
snakes kill the bad ones.
No.
If I've said it once, I've said it a thousand times.
Oh, man, there's going to be, like, a snake...
Let the king snakes alone. Let them do their job. They're your friends.
That's right.
Is there going to be, like, a snake coiled up inside one of your, like, Crocs?
It was, yeah. It's possible.
You only wear Crocs.
That's true. That's true. I just bought these, a new pair. They're coming from Amazon at some point, and they were only $12 now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's probably because that's how they should be.
Well,
because nobody's gonna wear them.
I would love Crocs to sponsor me. I'd wear them every day. Anyways, so your workshop. I'm wearing shoes today.
We got way off track. Woodworking.
Yeah. Tell us about your workshop.
Okay, it's probably. I've never really measured it. It's probably like a 15 by 20 or
mine's
25
16
or
by 20.
So okay, maybe. It's kind of hard to judge, but. Maybe a little bit bigger than this.
Okay.
Not a lot. There's definitely not a lot of room for what I'm working on right now.
Is this attached to your house? Is it in
your
garage?
It's beside my house. When we first bought the property in 2014, I think, it didn't even have electricity in it. So,
oh, wow.
I had electricity put out there, and I was probably working in it by the summer of 2014, I guess. Yeah.
Were you always doing this, or did the shop become a shop because it was a hobby that happened?
Hold on. Do you have kids?
I have two kids, yeah.
So what came first, kids or the shop?
I guess the property with the shop on it came first, yeah.
Really? That's surprising. Yeah. Usually the kids come first.
Yeah.
It's like, I got to get a shop. I got to get out of here.
My oldest came really quick after that, though, yeah. the end of that year, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's just an old rundown building, basically, but I wanted to make it into a usable space. And I'd been, you know, tinkering and woodworking and stuff really since college, you know, so.
Where'd you go to college?
U of A, University of Arkansas.
Yeah. Agro stuff then?
Right. What's that?
Was your degree in agro?
Yeah, I did.
Agri.
I did my bachelor's in environmental soil and water science, and then my master's was in soil fertility or soil
what
science.
What in how the they, world do you go to school and be like, environmental water
this is Arkansas.
Stuff?
Well, they've
awesome.
Got a school for poultry science up there. They got all kinds of practical
Yeah, they have a
stuff.
Big chicken statue
they
on the
yeah,
building.
It's massive.
Yeah.
That is
so awesome.
I went to
really
the U of
shows.
A for a couple of years.
I love okay. chicken.
I grew up in Fayetteville.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I've been out to Agri Park and plenty of times.
Isn't that where Tyson is, though? Is
yeah.
Tyson
yeah.
Well, that They're makes sense.
Springdale.
Gonna...
Yeah.
They basically funded that
I'm
chicken
sure.
college.
Mm,
yeah.
Chicken college.
No,
you can thank
up.
Them every time you have chicken. Go ahead.
I transferred up there as a civil engineering student. And I didn't feel it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, still love building stuff, but, you know, it's kind of a different... Anyway, I switched majors to that and just really liked it. So, yeah.
What now? Are you selling things for money?
Basically to buy more tools and fund my habit.
There you
I,
go.
Yeah.
I probably
yeah.
don't charge enough. So,
no, no one ever does.
Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah,
I can tell you right now, you don't.
No.
Yeah.
You can do it for a living. You're not going to charge
no,
enough.
No,
right.
That's true.
Yeah. So yeah, sell some stuff mainly. Really, I guess most of what I've sold has been off of Facebook. So
really,
yeah.
Marketplace or just your
just,
profile, or
I'll just throw it on my page, and especially stuff like spoons or cutting boards or something, it'll sell. Quick.
So you make something because you want to make it, and then you post it and hope that it sells.
Sometimes, as of late, I've really just gotten projects and that people have custom ordered, and so. I've just been building stuff
That's
for other people.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Custom. Anytime you can customize anything, custom.
Well, anytime it's commissioned.
Commissioned,
you're not just
custom.
Making and sitting on stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's already sold before you start.
Yeah. Yeah, when I started doing things for fun, it was starting to fill the home with things. And it's like, okay, we're out of space. What do we do with this thing? Hope we can sell it.
Right.
But, so, going from... power tools and hand carved things. Did someone teach you this, or did you just pick it up and go for it?
YouTube. Yeah.
YouTube.
That's a great
well,
place.
Well, I mean,
YouTube.
I guess I really kind of discovered all the woodworking channels on YouTube probably, I guess, when I moved back to Arkansas in 2014 when we bought that property. But I was really just kind of just messing around and doing my own thing before that. But YouTube... that opened my eyes. I learned a lot.
What's your give us some people you watch on YouTube?
Probably my favorite channel I'm following right now is Andy Rawls. You don't know if you follow him or
I don't know or an
don't,
Andy Rawls.
No. He's in I think he's in Texas somewhere.
Is that what his channel name is?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't know.
Rawls. Yeah.
Okay.
Andy Rawls. Yeah, he's awesome. He's really good. And he's like restoring a Airstream right now too, but he's a full time woodworker. He has a furniture shop in his backyard, and he's but yeah, he's got some really good really good stuff out there. And he actually, have y'all heard of Paul Sellers before?
Nope.
He's all hand tool. Yes. Woodworker.
That's probably why I don't, because I'm far on the other end of.
Yeah. Well, I think that
if my hands are making it, I'm not making it.
The Andy Rawls guy took a class with Paul Sellers, so there's he uses a lot of the same woodworking as far as hand tools go.
Techniques and stuff.
Yeah. Paul Sellers is strictly hand tool.
Did they go to like a Leon Nelson school type thing or like?
I don't know.
Anne of All Trades
did something in Portland. There's some school there. I can't remember.
Lee and Nelson.
I'm not sure about the schools of woodworking.
Yeah, Paul Sellers. He's from the UK, and he came to the US for a while, and that's when I think when Andy took a class with him.
Yeah.
I don't know what if it was a school or what or just a couple of classes or I don't know what it was, but anyway.
Do you like hand tools better than power tools, or
no? I like.
Doesn't really
equal,
matter.
Yeah, I'm equal opportunity on that. Yeah. Of course, I like Jimmy DiResta a lot too. Mm-hmm. That's one of the first ones I started watching.
I met him. Have a picture with him.
That's cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm buying a pair of his pants. I'm
kidding. Yeah. No, not gonna happen.
Not happening.
Sorry, about $300 jeans.
Yeah.
No.
What?
Really
yeah, so
I don't know. I can only assume that they will be. Buying his jeans for his name.
It was funny that he was coming out with his own pair of pants.
Hey man, he's there. He's big enough.
He's been doing that for like 20 years now, though, right? I mean,
no, he's just starting selling clothes.
No, I'm talking about just
like
marketing
he's been doing it forever.
Yeah,
In the '90s when he started making guitars,
like TV and everything.
But yeah, it's pretty crazy seeing those people you watch on YouTube and then you see them in real life and you're like, yeah, it's I guess it's our version now of like.
Did you see them at Workbench?
Yeah. That's where we saw them. So super approachable. I just walked up and said, I'd be remiss if I did not meet you coming all the way here. He's like, yeah, man, come over. We talked a little bit, took a picture, and that's pretty much it.
Woo!
I don't want to be like, hey, I need to be hanging out with you all the time.
There was a lot of that.
There was a lot of that.
Hey, I'm me. How are you? How's it going? Nice to meet you. There you go.
Everybody was like trying to be like that. They were usually there till like 1 in the morning. I was in bed.
Yeah, 11 o'clock came along. I was like, that's it. I'm done.
Old geezers.
That's it.
What are you currently working on?
Table. Yeah. Working on a table right now. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Oh, thanks.
I'm loving it.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Wait, do you have a domino?
No.
I'm seeing somebody else doing the same thing.
Yeah, I'm doing floating.
Yes, you're floating just, it was just your first time doing floating.
Yeah,
tenons.
Yeah.
I've hand carved though, but hand carved.
Yes.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So it's first time worked perfectly.
Yeah, it's surprisingly it was easy. Where did I watched a video on that? I'm trying to remember who had that up. Wood Whisperer.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. He had a video on it. Explained it and. Just made it easy. So.
So you're just watch a video, do it, and now you're
kinda,
like,
yeah,
a pro.
Yeah, it might take a couple of tries depending on the situation, but yeah.
Is this table for somebody or?
Yeah. Somebody ordered one.
What kind of wood is it made out of?
It's just construction grade pine.
Oh right?
Yeah. It's just what the customer could.
It's the biggest moneymaker, I bet. Construction grade pine.
It's what the customer, you know, their price range and all that. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm still making it. I mean, it's not going to have a single metal fastener in it, so.
Sweet.
Yeah.
How are you attaching the top?
Actually, I lied. That will be the only thing. So it's going to have those little clips,
eight.
You know?
Yeah.
The figure eights or the Z clips?
I think they're Z clips.
Yeah.
So are you using like before. A biscuit joiner to make the Z, or are you just going to do
Yeah, I'm going to use a biscuit joiner make the little spot for them.
I
to
have
hook
no
into.
Idea what they're talking about.
Are you putting breadboards on it? Is the
yeah.
top going to be pine
the,
too?
Or yes, the top's done already. Yeah, and
I did
breadboard ends with the mortise and tenon and all that, draw boring and did all that. Yeah,
you're the real deal.
That's the way to go, man.
You're the real deal.
Yeah. I'm telling you,
impressive.
When you go Facebook, people are like, I want this table, and they'll send it to me, and it's like $400 on Facebook yard sale. And they're like, can you make this? I'm like, no.
Nope.
Yep.
Because there's not a breadboard on it. Like it's pine. You can buy that one.
Yep.
And then they'll buy it and they'll be like, it warps. And
mm-hmm.
Do you find most of your customers know quality? I guess, like, you know, like, someone says, hey, I want a table, and they would buy one that's all screwed together, or versus no metal at all.
Most people don't know.
There you go.
They don't know. They don't have a clue.
Well, they don't know when they're buying, but over time, they'll figure it out. And that's usually how I try to, like...
Yeah. Brian, what are you drawing?
Spaceships.
In pen.
Well,
not a pencil. Not a tablet tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is the spaceship for?
For space.
For space. I saw a hashtag called Stay Home and Draw Spaceships.
You're so easily
so
like how
motivated.
Many projects do you have going on? Like 500
like,
projects.
Yeah, eight
at
of
one
them
shot.
Right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's exactly. Since I didn't have enough of them, I decided to start another page full of spaceships. But it's just one of these things where I saw like five artists just blowing my mind with how they sit. And they don't even use pencil. They go straight to pen, which is kind of the direction I'm trying to move. But
those are really fancy pencils because they look like pens.
These are pens.
Oh, oh, I thought you said you were using pencil.
No, I did. Pencil first, and then pen.
Well, you didn't state that. I
yes,
don't know.
I did. I said that.
I'll have to replay the tape.
Okay, you do it. Go back.
I'm pretty sure that you said pencil. Okay.
So, yeah.
My bad.
Get it right.
Cody, what are you up to now?
So angry. What's that?
What are you up to?
Watching
in the
you guys bicker. no.
Family. We're family.
So, man, there's not really... There's like a ton of stuff going on, but nothing at all. Does that make any sense? Like right now for
sure.
businesses, it's a lot of me emailing and contacting and calls with the bank and this and that and over different things that I guess government's like pushing down that they're like, this is available to you.
Are you are you applying for that government loan thing?
Yeah.
Business loan?
If there's anything we could get, we would apply for.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know.
So is it actually going to work?
Who knows?
Yeah, okay, that's the general sentiment that I keep hearing. It's like, yeah, the government's doing all this great work with loans and grants for small businesses, and then you start the process, and there's like a catalog full of paperwork that you have to do, and it's anyone's guess as to when it'll actually come through.
And the SBA, because they had really, I mean... So when it first went down, SBA had just had no idea what they were getting themselves into. And they had to keep coming back to revisions to what was needed because it was like they were way over. Like people, I mean, they were just flooded.
Right.
And then they're like, okay, we got to narrow this down. And so like, it's just one of those things. And I don't know. Yeah, they passed another, $400 billion plan today.
Did they really?
And Congress gave themselves a raise. So that's...
Why wouldn't they?
Very magnanimous of them.
I mean, they've been having to work a lot.
Yeah.
So,
like a full day.
Yeah, like a full day.
Well, I'm not one to talk on that one. But I recognize where a full day's work is a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe like once a week.
You put in 8 hours?
What?
You animal.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about this chess set you're making.
So Ty Pennington contacted me. He was like, man, I want a chess set. Like, you know.
That's what he said.
Why wouldn't he contact you for that? I mean, you're the guy for chess, clearly. You've never made one.
Never made one, so.
And you guys are best friends, so he's like, yeah, I need a chess set. And you're like, of course, naturally you came to me.
So, well, because he wanted it out of walnut and maple. So, I mean.
Good choice.
Yeah, who do you know has walnut and maple? The guy who has, does woodworking. So anyways.
I would assume he knows many woodworkers.
I'm assuming he probably does. I'm very sure he was just throwing the dog a bone.
Okay.
And I'll take it.
Wait, are they coming back and visiting with you at some point?
No. That's all done. Like,
I thought they would come for the next season. They revisit Cersei.
So no, we were actually supposed to fly there to Minnesota in April. But all this went down, and they had to cancel it.
Canceled it all.
They canceled it. So like, but they gave us that airline miles.
Oh wow.
To use later.
Okay.
But I was like, I'll take it.
But then they're like, you're not coming back. Nothing.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe there's a possibility.
I don't know.
I kind of assumed when he told me he contacted you for a chess set that it was because I'm coming to shoot the follow up. Hello.
No,
he's just like he truly is like throwing you a bone. Okay.
No, he's like truly. He ordered groceries from a small mom and pop grocery store in Pennsylvania. Just because they they did like shipments of different like these groceries or whatever.
Yeah.
He ordered that just for small, just support small businesses. Okay. So.
Well, cool.
Dang. Yeah. Good.
He's a cool dude, man.
Yeah. So you're doing a walnut and maple cutting board, chess set.
So we did the chess board.
So you made the chess
basically
board.
Basically a cutting board.
Right. Okay. That's why I said cutting board. Cause
but then there was like, okay, how am I supposed to make these chess sets? So I tried to do, I turned them on the lathe, but man, they just did not come, they did not look great.
Oh.
And it was like, well, this is.
You're doing some fine work on the, very, to make a chess piece.
Well, and you got to make 8 pawns all look the exactly the same.
That'd be tough.
Yeah. Are you lathing at all?
I've dabbled in it, and I'm
you,
not.
Do you have one?
I've got a little small bench top one, okay. But that's as far as I've gotten into it.
Yeah.
So.
But anyway, so they did not look great. So I was like, okay, well, there's
hello,
this,
robot Omer.
Yeah, yeah. So there's there's this company named Onefinity.
Yeah.
They're making CNCs, and I'm getting one.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and who else is getting one?
That's right.
But Ben Myers, who already got his.
Oh, I already have one. Yeah.
And so I was like, well, why don't I just go on Vectrex and just try to 3D print this thing? So I went in and made a 3D file for like one half of that way I could take it out and glue the backs together and make a full rounded chess piece.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I told you. So
crafty.
We face scanned ourselves and then printed ourselves.
Mm.
And I told them, say, yo, tell Ty to face scan his face and we'll 3D print the king like with his face on. Wouldn't that be sweet?
That'd be cool.
Crazy cool.
Yeah. That'd be creepy is what that'd be.
I don't know. Kind of
creepy,
cool.
But that's pretty awesome. Cool,
we printed it ourselves in playing pieces. Let me get one.
Yeah.
I'm going to get up and show you.
So. Yeah. They're so creepy.
They are.
You see these things.
They are.
A little creepy, but they're super cool. So if you're playing board game, you can literally play as your own character. So you don't know this guy. He's one of our friends.
Is that Pete?
But that one's me, if you couldn't tell. Yeah, there's no glasses on it.
Glasses, no hair.
That is Ben. Brian.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Isn't that amazing?
That is cool.
3D printing yourself. It's super easy. There's an app called Scandi Pro.
Wow.
Or STL Maker, if you have like a iPhone that scans your face to unlock, it uses that face scan technology, and it creates a 3D file of your head. We took that and we found some files of knights and paladins and stuff, and we chopped their head off and put our head on that character and printed it out. So
that is cool.
It's super cool. Yeah. This is on a resin printer because I don't know if the listeners can hear this thing going, burnt, burnt. I didn't really plan that out in time to stop before we recorded.
Honestly, Ben, but sound quality.
That printer can't get this fine, so this is resin that gets printed.
Ever
okay.
I know. There's no sound quality.
I can't hear it.
It's as
I
good
didn't
as
even...
I can go. There, you just heard it right there.
Yeah,
okay. Now I can't stop hearing it.
Yeah, my bad. Everybody's going to listen to it, so. Yeah.
Do you hear that?
Any 3D printing in your life? It's
no,
all wood
never,
for you,
yeah,
right?
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
All woodworking.
Carve
maybe
it out.
I can open your mind to 3D printing. Your kids will love it, man. We've printed many crazy cool things. You literally print yourself Legos.
Oh, that's cool. It's awesome. Love playing with Legos.
It's super easy.
I'm sure that's illegal.
You can print yourself bricks.
Bricks.
Sorry.
Bricks. Yes. Stackable bricks.
Yeah. Jeez. Yes. So the Onefinity is in the shop. We've talked about it for a while.
I don't know if
something.
I don't know if
we talked
ever
about,
talked about.
We
talked
about.
We talked about
something's coming. I think we talked about it a little bit last episode, but I do want to jump in and say it is here. It is here to stay.
It is here, cutting aluminum
like a boss. Yes. So on my Shea Poco, I never cut aluminum. I never even tried. It was some sort of intimidating thing.
Well,
wood is forgiving, I guess, and aluminum just seemed like craziness. So. I got this thing in, and it cut like a dream from the start, and I was like, you know what? If I'm going to go all in on a new CNC, I need to go all in on other things. So I cut one baby sign for somebody at church, and I was like, okay, cool. Now let's 3D cut some stuff. So I did a Zelda sword, just like you're talking about with your chess piece.
Mm-hmm.
I did a sword, the master sword. I did it in two halves and glued them together. So that was like the first time I ever did 3D stuff. And it is just so cool to see it just like,
oh yeah,
whoop, kind of like a spoon,
yeah.
just your hands are doing it.
It's just not like me. The spoon.
It's just like carving a spoon. And then boom, I said, you know what? Let's go to aluminum. Threw a sheet of aluminum down. I'm testing this thing, see how fast it can go.
And that's when I left the shop.
You did. You were a little afraid. Nothing went wrong at all.
Nothing went wrong.
I did get aluminum shavings absolutely everywhere in the shop. And when you like to go barefoot in the shop and so do your kids, it's not good. But yeah, so I cut a square, and now you have one. You have the first square that came off the machine as a gift for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
For risking your life
to come to some stranger's shop and meet up with some
guy. In the middle of a pandemic.
Yes, well, that's true, to stay less than 6 feet close to each other. But yeah, it's come out good. Well, I tried 300 inches per minute, and it did cut two sides and then kind of skipped. So the limit is about 275 inches per minute, which is
still pretty darn fast.
Way faster than I've ever cut anything ever. And it just cut like butter.
And that was without cooling fans or...
Yeah, there's no misting, no lubrication, no no air blast. So that's just cutting dry. It was awesome. So crazy. Super cool.
So 275 inches per minute.
Yeah.
So how deep of a?
It was 0.015 inches.
I don't know anything about.
Very shallow passes, but very very fast.
Okay.
Yeah. The main thing with doing metal, because you're cutting metal on metal, is dissipating the heat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the way you dissipate the heat is to get the chips to evacuate.
Yeah.
That takes the heat with it. So, shallow passes with fast speeds is what I'm doing. I am by no means an expert in aluminum. This is obviously like the fourth time I've ever
Someone is listening to this and cringing so bad.
Probably. I don't know.
You're probably just like,
Winston.
Or, it's true. Is that? Schooling me on that. But, so.
Is there a special type of bit that you like to use, or?
Yeah, the bit when you're doing aluminum, it is a one flute bit. So CNC bits are kind of like router bits. They're not designed to cut and drill. They're designed to cut sideways. So it's very similar.
Okay.
And one flute will extract the bigger, more amount of chips to get that heat out of there. If you have multiple flutes, it'll compact in there and it won't eject and then overheat and stuff like that. So.
More the fixes. Yeah.
So I didn't lose. A lot of times, it'll lose steps in a Z, which is the plunge down, and then you get shorter. But I didn't lose that at all. I think just the motors that are on there.
Well, screwdriver. Like, it's very.
It's belt. Yeah, or it's not belt driven. It is all screw. So you see the machine below I have down there, the older machine, the Shapoko, has belts. So it'll skip on those belts, and the belts will stretch, kind of. So a lot of time when people are trying to drill holes with the older machine, that belt will just skip on the motor, so you won't go down as
Okay.
And this has a screw, which is a lot harder.
Yeah, it's not prone to do that.
You can't really do that so bad. So I'm not losing that. That's great. It was consistent cutting through that. It was just when it was going across, I think it torqued out on the motor, and we reached our limit. At least I did. Hopefully somebody else that's better at metal will get one and go crazy and teach me about it. But
so where'd you get the bits from? Bits and bits, or
I have a little bit of both. I have a mixture of bits and bits and tools today. Really? So yeah, sometimes one doesn't make what the other one makes. It's interesting.
Well, I reached out to Bits and Bits when I was doing the 3D carving for the chess pieces, and was like, hey, this is kind of what, like, really I was just kind of reaching out to them, like, I have no idea what I'm doing. Tell me what to buy. You know, like one of those things. And then they were like, yeah, you're going to need this, this, and this. And they sent me two for free.
Two bits to try out.
Yeah. Show up.
Cool. Yeah. So have you been sent anything yet on Instagram?
Mm-mm.
Nothing yet.
Nope.
It'll come. You just keep putting out our content. And then once you get your first thing, it may be like worth $2. You're like, this is insane. I can't believe it. Yeah. It's crazy.
But a lot of times, like, I don't know, it's crazy when you just reach out to those companies really just to ask questions, you know, like what they have and what they, you know, what they can guide you in the area of something. And they'll be like, yeah, we can do that. And, you know, here, try this too.
Right? It is really amazing with companies online. Wow. Like, yeah. My grandfather came when he used to come down. He was amazing woodworker. Amazing. He came down and he was kind of done with that when he first started coming down. When we had kids, they traveled from Pennsylvania, and I'd be showing him something, and then I said, oh yeah, the company sent me this. He's like, what? The company sent you something? I was like, oh yeah, I just messaged him on Instagram, and then I instantly talked to the CEO of the company, and they said, and like that fact just like blew his mind. But like to us, like if I can't reach the CEO in one instant message, like something's wrong. But back in the day, it's like you got a catalog. And never would the CEO talk to you about anything, which is crazy, you know? It's just, changing what a times. Difference. Yeah.
Do you have a particular brand that you are interested in the tools in your shop?
No, not really.
Doesn't matter?
No.
Okay.
No, just whatever. Okay. As long as it's a quality tool, you know? Yeah.
Are you doing online purchases or in the store usually when you're grabbing some?
A mixture of both. Yeah. Yeah, a little bit of both. Yep. So
when are we going to see a YouTube video from you? Oh, you have some.
Yeah, I do have a channel.
Yes.
Yeah.
How many videos do you have up? I watched one of them.
Five. Something like that. Yeah.
Tell us your YouTube handle. I guess. Do you know it?
Gordon's Woodshop.
Is there an underscore in there?
I don't remember. Well,
Brian's going to look it up. Tell us what videos you have up there now.
Let's
if
see.
You can remember that, or Brian will.
I have a couple of videos of showing how I make spoons. I have a video where I built a what was that? Like a butcher block styled countertop. Mm. I have one where I started. It's like I haven't put the second part up, but there's part one of building a cabinet that actually goes under the butcher block countertop.
Okay,
so,
that's cool.
And then there's one where I made a jig, like to cut tenons on your table saw.
That's the one I saw.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Yeah.
I saw that one.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That was just a quick, you know, like 30-minute jig. And I was like, well, I have the type of fence that I have on my saw is not.
What kind of saw do you have?
It's like a probably 80s model Delta Rockwell.
Yeah.
Table saw, and it's
a precursor to what you have.
Yeah, it's got a funny looking fence. You know what I'm talking about?
But it's still a beast, man.
Yeah, it's a good saw. Yeah, I love the saw.
Where'd you get that?
My uncle is a retired ag teacher at one of the local schools around here.
Wait, now that makes sense for you to go into ag because you have family in ag.
Oh yeah, I grew up on a cattle farm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And here in Arkansas, or
just here. In a little town called Pleasant Plains.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I know what Pleasant Plains is.
Yep.
So, yeah, I got the he bought that saw from the school when he retired, and then eventually just gave the saw to me once I took an interest. Once I moved back to Arkansas and took an interest in building stuff, it was just sitting in his shop. Just the top cast iron top was getting rusty, so I brought it to my shop, and it's been sitting there ever since. So,
rust. What do I have? I bought this stuff that's up there somewhere, rust-free, I think.
Yeah.
And it stinks so, like, rotten eggs. It's so terrible, but the rust just comes right off.
But it works, though? It
works well, but it's, like, terrible. Like, it's terrible. So, if you got a small shop.
I see it.
What does it say?
The white spray thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, rust-free.
Rust-free. So check that out. If it's still rusty, I don't know.
No, it's good now. It gets used a lot. So, yeah.
I have this cover that MLCS sells. That's like a magnet. You have one too, right?
Yeah, I tried to put it on my saw stop, but it didn't really work out. I guess the size wasn't exactly right.
Yeah, it's too small.
And so.
I have one. It fits mine. It works. Makes it to where I can put like, you can glue up on it, and it'll just peel right off.
Oh, cool.
Protect the top.
Yeah.
And it's a magnet. And then when I don't use it, like I'm using the table, so I'll magnet onto the wall and then on the door and put it back on.
Yeah. I've never seen that.
Don't use my table saw as a work area.
I have to.
That's true.
Because I have one workbench that has something on it. So
his YouTube is Gordon's Woodshop.
Oh,
underscore.
Searched for it in YouTube.
And, excellent. Yeah. Gordon's Workshop.
No,
Woodshop.
Gordon's Woodshop.
Yeah. Dang it. Gordon's Woodshop. Sorry, go ahead, Cody.
I was going to say, bringing up the saw, I tripped the brake on the saw stop.
Yes.
Ooh.
What'd you
do?
So I don't know yet because I got it on video and I sent it.
I watched that.
Did you see it?
I couldn't tell that.
I was nowhere near it. Anything happened. It was the weirdest thing. So I have a, but it was on the Incra Miter sled.
Yeah.
So, but still, like the very back part of it is metal.
Right.
So I thought, well, maybe just maybe like it hit, but there's like no way. So I don't know. But anyway, so it was on video.
It didn't
I
touch the metal part of the sled, or
no, it didn't look like it did. There was no metal in the material. No,
yeah.
Because I put the new brake in, and
will they do that when it contacts the new blade. Metal?
Yeah.
Yes. They will. Anytime there's like a chain, like moisture, metal.
So the saw stop, if you are listening and you don't know
what
saw
are we
stop
talking
is,
about?
This is the saw that when it touches, well, when it touches human flesh is what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's the only
blade,
thing it was.
The blade will drop down into itself so it doesn't cut your finger off. It's the only one that exists.
A thousandth of a second.
And there's like it's super fast. It's, like, it was so quick. Like, I was just like, what just happened?
You didn't even understand what happened.
Yeah, like...
I thought it would sound like an explosion, and it would, like, scare you to death. Like, I had a blade snap on my bandsaw, my 14-inch bandsaw.
Mm, yeah.
That scared me to death.
Yes, that happened to me 2 or 3 nights ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with, like, a big, like, a 3/4-inch
blade.
That's
what I have on there. Yeah.
Right where the weld was is where it goes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
So, I haven't had one snap, but I did have one that... teeth in it got bent.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it sent
in
the
your
stock
new, in
like,
your new
exploded.
Bandsaw?
Yeah, yeah. So,
whoa.
Yeah, the teeth was bent, and I just took that blade off and bought a new one.
Yeah,
ain't no fixing that.
I don't know. People send them off to get redone and buy it, you know, but I'm like...
metal can only be heated and treated so much before it's weakened, and it just wasn't. I mean...
Oof. So what kind of bandsaw do you have?
The Grizzly.
Okay.
17 or 19?
He has a 17. I have the 14.
What
do you have?
It's a Rikon. It's a 14-inch, but it's got a big.
That's
resaw.
The blue and white color, right?
Yeah.
Is that what Rikon is?
Yeah. It's got like a yellow blade guard on it.
Yeah.
It's blue and white. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does it have a brake on it? Like a brake stop brake or just
like when you turn it off? Does it stop? Does it take forever? My Grizzly takes forever.
It takes
to stop.
A while. It doesn't have a brake on it. Mm-hmm. No.
See, mine doesn't. Take forever, but it doesn't have a brake on it either.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It takes like 4 or 5 seconds, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, mine takes like 4 minutes.
Oh, no.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's insane.
Something's wrong.
I don't know. It's forever.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I have to wait. Yeah.
But, so yeah, anyways, I guess it did make a thud because it drops down and it pushes the clutch into the blade itself.
Well, it's got a gas canister in there. It explodes.
Yeah.
So to shoot the brake off.
So it stops the blade as it's dropping the blade down. And so, anyways.
So your blade is trash.
Every,
your brake
the
dust is
collector
trash.
And all the other stuff is going on. So I didn't really hear it. So yeah, blade done, brake done, but luckily I had extra. But it was just so weird. So I thought I hit metal maybe in the stock or something.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did is when I put the new brake on and the new blade on, I turned the key. Did the override for the safety and pushed it on through and there was nothing in it. So I don't know.
Yeah. Hmm. I have not
didn't
had.
Know there was an override on it either.
Oh, yeah.
So I did learn on the saw stop that I didn't have it trip because I have one too, that I have this little Wix digital angle gauge that I put onto the blade.
Yeah, it's like a magnetic.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell you what angle is. I got it all set up. I was like, cool, okay, let's go. Turned on the blade without taking that thing off.
Oops.
And it did click, but it didn't shoot the blade. It didn't shoot the blade down. And, like, it didn't register, thankfully.
Okay, yeah,
It clicked to where it wouldn't let me turn it on. I'm like, what in the... Ooh.
Yeah.
If that would have went off, that thing would have shot across like a bullet. So, There's many, even with safety features, you're still an idiot. And
just got to be careful.
Yeah.
Sometimes things
happen.
Any
mishaps for you other than a blade break?
No. The last time I got stitches, I was chopping onions in the kitchen. So, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Nothing in the shop.
Let's keep it that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez. So are you wanting to take this full time?
Man, not at this point. I don't think so. Yeah. I really like my day job. So,
yeah.
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 So.
The right opportunity comes along. If you take it full time?
Yeah, never say never, you know, yeah.
But that's not what you're looking for.
No,
you
just, not
you
not
like
really.
Where it is.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's what I said last year and the year before. And then things build and grow and change, and I'm like, okay, maybe it will be a little different. So I don't know, but yeah, that's
maybe one day for me.
Maybe you'll be the guy that people watch on YouTube and they list off their favorites, and it's
You never know.
Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe one day for you.
Maybe
it'll be your full time thing.
I'm hoping
the government I won't be paying my taxes to
you. Won't pay for
get
it.
Get you a free money.
Mm-hmm. I see. Need it. I need a raise.
Brian, are you going full time?
No.
You don't even have a part-time job. You don't even have a full-time job now. That's teaching a school that doesn't even
totally
exist.
Totally the same for you. Thank you very much.
Yes, no, you literally are not going to your work every day. How's that going?
Well, I mean, that's why I'm over here so often. I'm answering emails and posting assignments. And
how many emails do you get a day from school?
About 150.
150.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, it's my own fault because...
He has
I
no
take
internet.
That back. Well, okay, I wasn't referring to that at all. I was referring to the fact that I begged and pleaded to be dropped into all the online classrooms at my school because I teach all those students one time a week, but that means I get every response for every assignment in every class emailed to me. And I could turn that off, but then I might not get anything that actually pertains to the things I've assigned to them.
Anything and positive coming back from those, from the kids?
From the kids.
Because you're assigning, something, right?
Huh?
You're assigning some work for them.
Yes, I do. I have made assignments for 5th and 6th grade. And
give us an example of some of the assignments they have.
The profile thing.
The profile.
Is that where, like, you had them...
To what do you refer?
Like, you had them draw a character front, side,
there you go. That was the first one. So the first one, and I thought it was appropriate for both grades. It was, yes, character design...
I don't know what it's called. Is it
it's a character design. Really profile. Well, profile view, yes. Yeah, from the right. side, yes. Okay, okay. So that's the way animators will develop characters, you know. Just show what they look like. Front, side, back, you know, all different angles.
Yeah, we know.
Okay, great.
Of course I know.
Of course.
And so that was the first thing. And then we kind of expanded on that and did a full comic strip, which is a one-page comic strip that they could or didn't have to use that character that they developed. And then the last thing was a collage... inspired by their experience with this whole ordeal, you know, how's things changed since they, we're having school, but we're not actually having school situation. And
so it's a collage. Is it just poster board with toilet paper on it?
I geared it to make sure that it could be done with stuff around the house. So yes, absolutely. It is cereal boxes broken up and taped together.
How dare you put toilet paper on your collage?
Oh, but to answer your question, Ben, one of them almost made me cry the other day because I had a student do a collage which was so encouraging and positive and happy and put like living honeysuckle on the collage and all these wonderful beautiful photos of her and you know doing all these awesome things with her family and her pets and you know just the sweetest thing ever. It made me
Maybe
so she gets an A.
She would get an A.
Oh wait,
your
grade. His assignments
we have been
don't
over
matter,
this.
And are awarded no on. Points.
I have 600 students. I don't grade. So to begin with, in this entire operation, it was going to be a little easier for me anyway. But now that the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education has decided that visual art and music are no longer required in any event, I'm doubly, you know,
worthless.
Worthless. Yes. So, but I am holding to my pattern and doing things anyway. And hey, sometimes it pays off when people do the optional work and send me something like that. And I almost cry. So,
let me ask you this.
I want to know, like, what are the qualifications to become, like, a woodshop teacher?
That's for sure.
You get
that'd
a bachelor's
awesome.
Degree
and
get
I
a
don't
certificate.
Grade. Do I have to grade?
And that
no.
is.
Probably not. You're an extracurricular.
I don't.
Are you?
No, maybe but not. See, music does give grades at my school, so it's very
art
strange.
Does not?
Art does not.
That's because art can be anything.
It is more subjective, but it's just the volume that I face with two grades, every single student. They know there's no way to do that. And they didn't tell me that, by the way, until after I was hired there. I was fully expecting to grade everybody.
Well, good. That made it easy.
Yeah, man. I mean, it suddenly made it easy. So.
Oh, man. Jeez.
Wow. Yep, that's what I'm doing in school, so.
Do you think art and artisans' work is worth more or less now from COVID? What do you think? Like, do you think artwork, the value of artwork is going up?
I think
across the board.
Well, I don't know if the value of it is, but people are finding the value in their own art.
That's
now,
true. Creative movement
versus,
is
yeah.
You know
moving.
What I mean? Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. I don't know what the if you're looking for like a dollar value.
Maybe I am.
From like
a
consumer standpoint, but I think people are starting to value their own creativity a little bit more.
I am seeing that.
That's a good answer.
You got right now.
Yeah, you're stuck with that.
Are you seeing YouTube views go up during this time? Do you watch that at all?
Yeah, I look at it some. I've really only got one video that gets continuous views every
day. Which one's out?
It's the Butcher Block countertop one.
Really?
For whatever reason, I don't really know why. But
something happens.
Something.
Keywords.
That's the one.
Your SEOs are,
I guess,
spot on or something.
Yeah.
So,
or the thumbnail. Do you make thumbnails for your YouTube, or is it just a clip part, a picture of a clip? A
couple of them look like thumbnails.
Yeah?
I'm sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Yeah, a couple of them I did, but most of the time, you know, YouTube, if you upload
it, auto-generates
a video, yeah,
a
yeah.
Clip.
If I don't like it, then the choices they have, I'll
throw something. It gives you three choices.
So the video is build a butcher block countertop on a budget.
How many views? That's a great title.
That is what people are going to want to look for, actually.
Yeah, that went into a rent house, and so that's
okay.
That again is more construction lumber, but
okay, yeah.
Well, how many views does that have?
1,500.
You broke 1,000.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Yep. You're on your way.
Yeah.
Making.
I don't
tons
know what
of
I'm,
money.
Don't know what I'm doing, but
yeah.
That's how
no
I started.
No one does know except Ben Myers. He's the only one.
Fake it till you make it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
It's my only hope.
My best video is, did I waste $2,000 on a Chinese laser?
Yeah.
And I'm laying on it, hugging it. That's, I think, the thumbnail and the wording is what
Ridiculous.
Made the difference. But, yeah.
But solid gold, apparently.
It's got over 300,000 views so far.
Wow.
It's legit.
Wow.
It's legit.
Did you do a YouTube video of cutting laser cutting pizza or no?
Yes,
I did.
You did.
And a bunch of companies
Speaking
bought it.
Speaking of bologna that's apparently solid gold.
2 seconds, we're sitting inside the shop, me and a guy that's not in here with right now.
Yeah.
And it was dinner time, and I was like, "You want pizza?" He's like, "Yeah, let's order pizza." I was like, "Okay, cool." And I'm on the website of Papa John's, and I see, this is like right, the laser is sitting next to me when I'm doing this. And I'm like, I never looked at this before, but they allow you to choose how they cut the pizza. Never looked at that before. It's like, you know, pizza cut is cross and you make square, or triangles.
Yeah.
Squares. They have
make
an option for
squares.
But they have an option for squares.
Yeah, psychos.
Yeah, that is weird.
Okay, Marcos.
Maybe like... Yeah, I don't know.
Sociopath.
And then they have an option for no slicing, which who in the world would choose no slicing?
You, that's apparently.
Weird. Somebody wants to roll that bad boy up and eat it like a burrito.
In case they want to laser it.
But I said, let's try it on the laser.
Oh, God.
We ordered one pizza. It came. We put it in the laser. At this point, my focal length lens is very close. Maybe half an inch. It has to be that close. Just
brushing the tops of the sausages.
Well, that was a thing. A pizza is not flat.
Yeah.
It's got the ends, it's got the bubbles, and I'm like,
undulates.
Okay, so at some point I'm getting really close, at some point I'm really, really far, and it's got a fine focal point. When you're not within that, it just widens the beam and it doesn't cut anything. Well, it made for a really cool video.
Yeah, they almost set the pizza on fire.
Almost set the pizza, well, the crust did kind of catch on fire.
That's
or flame,
I mean.
And then, you know, as you go, I went slow. But the pizza tasted terrible. I left the cardboard underneath because it would melt through and get all over. So I was like, yeah. It tasted like I burnt some cardboard and
Dude.
Ate it.
Gross.
But we ate that whole pizza.
Did you really?
Yes, we did. I do not know.
Didn't waste it. Good for
if,
you.
Like, we're creating some
God.
Nuclear something there.
Mutate your
I'm
genes.
Mutating the pizza to where it's death. But we
Death
ate it.
Box.
I'm still alive.
Still
so.
Here.
Well,
yeah,
hey,
it was terrible. At
you didn't
every
get
moment.
COVID.
We did.
That could be the cure.
Did not. No.
Well, I don't know.
Laser pizza for everybody.
And then I just recently lasered a hot dog.
Mm. Did you eat it?
That smelled really good. It smelled like a hot dog on a campfire.
So did you eat the hot dog?
I did not eat
well,
the hot
dang
dog.
Dang it, Ben!
I lasered the word "hot diggity dog" into it, but it didn't cook the whole thing. It just cooked a line. So it wasn't really...
Ben, you can eat them cold straight out of the package.
I will not do that. This is disgusting. Do you eat cold pizza?
Me?
Yes.
No, my wife does.
She prefers
it?
Some people
it.
Prefer cold pizza.
My wife loves
that.
Cold pizza for breakfast. Number one, I hate breakfast. Number two, I hate cold pizza. So number three, that's disgusting.
You hate breakfast?
Yes.
You I'm still, like, I don't know, a little upset about the cold hot dog thing. That is
Yeah, cold hot dogs. Oh, gross.
Sorry, did that from, really put you off? I apologize.
Like straight from the hot dog water.
Yep. Oh, right, there you go.
Oh, no, no,
basting
no.
in its juices. Dude.
That's the way you prefer it. That's why your grades are meaningless.
This dude, you're right there.
He eats cold hot dogs. His grades are meaningless.
Grades and culinary expertise are just garbage.
Cold pizza for you?
Yeah, I like cold pizza.
You would eat?
I'll eat it either way.
What about breakfast?
I love breakfast.
What's the best breakfast food?
I make a pretty mean breakfast quesadilla.
Quesadilla.
Yeah.
You're getting fancy with your breakfast.
Yeah.
Cody, best breakfast food?
Man, I'll be honest, I'm not a big breakfast guy.
You're not a breakfast guy either? Yeah. You don't eat it?
Like, I mean,
in the mornings, you skip the most important meal? I skip it almost every morning.
My
important
wife,
meal of the day. I always eat breakfast.
My wife loves breakfast foods. Like, you know, so like, the only time I ever eat breakfast is if we go and eat breakfast somewhere.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's usually
otherwise,
how it is for me.
Yeah.
But not because I don't like breakfast, just because, I don't know, I'm in this like 10:30 is where I'm ready to be eating and I'll get something and eat. But I love a waffle. Nothing beats waffles for me.
Yeah.
Mm. Waffles with syrup and a glass of milk. I can't have a syrup-based food without a glass of milk.
What about fried chicken and waffles?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah,
love
stuff.
It. Super good. KJ's?
Yeah.
Have you tried that?
That's I haven't
so
eaten
good
breakfast there, but
you need to get.
I've eaten there, though. Yeah.
You need to get the chicken and waffles.
Yeah,
well,
okay.
If they ever open up again from
someday.
COVID. So, yeah. Ooh, so good. Mm-mm-mm. So, what's the future for your wood shop stuff?
Well, we're going to be selling our house at some point in the future. So, we're going to build a new house on my parents. My parents have a 180 acre farm. We're going to build a house out there. And so that means I get to build a new shop.
Yeah. Just the way you want it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I hope so.
You hope so. I guess just the way the money.
Budget permitting.
Yeah. Well, what's the plan so far? Do you have a plan? An ideal size? Well, a realistic ideal size, I guess.
I would really like a 30 by 40 would be really nice.
Oh,
is what I would want.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see if I can get this lab poured and maybe I can build it myself, you know.
Yeah,
maybe I can just, you know,
or
save
go
some
all
money.
Metal, you can do a metal building. Metal.
Yeah,
those are
yeah.
cheaper with a garage.
Yeah,
garage
yeah.
door.
Yeah, yeah, have one, maybe one garage door, and yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think that would be something
that's,
like that.
Ooh, that's the dream.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
I'm not sure how tall. I'm not sure how tall to have the ceiling in it though.
Well,
I
would say from being in here, a 4x8 sheet where you can hold it upright. And in your hands,
right,
so you
don't
hit the ceiling. At least that.
So like at least a 10-foot ceiling, maybe.
That's what I'd say. Because in here, I'm hitting everything everywhere. It doesn't happen. It's a bummer. Cody, if you built your dream shop, what would it look like?
Paid off.
Good answer.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You give me a 10x10, paid off, bad boy.
Dream shop.
Stuff's happening.
Brian, are you in your dream shop? Brian, tell us about how much cleaning and organizing you've done. I am so, so proud of him.
Oh,
it is unbelievable.
God.
Please
go.
Really yes. Please go visit his Instagram and see the before and after of some of
did
the.
Did I post before? Oh, yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I.
And
so when I quit school, or I'm sorry, when we started doing school from home.
Yes.
I didn't quit.
No, we're still paying you a salary doing the
like. I realize, yes, you are. Thank you, taxpayers. I realize
basically
that
basically a politician.
No, that's cross the line, Cody.
I'm sorry.
What was I even saying now?
I don't know.
You just drag politics into the conversation.
I didn't drag politics. I said you get paid the same for doing the same. That's not.
I don't know.
You cleaned your shop.
Okay, thank you. That's where
there
I was going with that. So I realized that it just stressed me out going out into the garage, which is my shop, because it was a mess. Like, my work table and the table saw were covered in junk. So it took me 12 hours, 4 days in a row, I think, to get it to where it is now.
It's still not done yet,
It's still not done.
You got the front half.
Yeah, that was only the front half.
The front half is there.
And so...
You have the back half to
I
go.
I did get started on the back half. I mean, I can actually move around in the back half now, and I burned a ton of stuff. I burned so much stuff, just threw it out and set
yeah.
it on fire.
Good for you, man.
Yes,
good
I
for you.
Like that. And then Ben came over, and I thought he was going to cry.
It was... Oh, my goodness.
He was on cloud nine.
Brian is a true artist.
Yeah, it was a mess. But now, for the past 3 weeks, or however long it's been, I go out there. I love sitting out there with the radio on, and I'm making my Mandalorian helmet, just sanding up a storm in there, breathing in all the fumes, and it's great. It is so much fun. Being in a place where I can actually do stuff, so, yeah.
You need to work on the back where you can stick a CNC, because the Shapeoko needs a new home.
Need to do that, and as soon as we get the roof repaired and taken care of to where it doesn't drip in the back anymore, because that's kind of a problem, I have half of mine to pull a U and insulate the walls and get some climate control for in the summer, because it's not a fun place to be.
That couldn't hurt, man.
In the summer.
That's
another requirement for my future shop.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you don't have
no
any kind of heating for
it. So what's it like for you in the summer in your shop? Is it an inferno?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's like I walk outside
and shop fan on a pedestal.
Okay. See, I need to get a fan too, just for the garage, because I got a window in the back.
Garage.
I got a window in the back, and I got a big garage door. And if I had a fan, I don't know if it would help or not. It's just you feel your skin boiling when you walk out there in the middle of the humid Arkansas summer. So
I started off. Well, it was half this, half the barn. We blew it out, made it bigger.
Right.
I had no insulation at all. And then it's been a year? I've said at least a year, maybe a year and a half, and I insulated it. I always had a window unit in, and it just cranked.
Yeah.
And whatever. But insulated made a huge difference. And it's a lot harder when your entire walls are covered with things to insulate afterwards.
You can only imagine.
So I will say... Go into debt if you can to insulate first,
for sure.
And then cover your walls. So I don't have drywall. It's just the cheap Luan thin plywood up there.
Yeah.
And I was like, whatever. Put it up. And I did one little corner for a YouTube corner when I had a lot less things in here. And then pretty much the whole thing is YouTube now. So I was like, we need to make white is a lot prettier than the brown background.
Yeah.
So yeah, high suggestion, insulate. Well worth the money, even if it's at a smaller shop's price.
Yeah.
I'm going from a big to a small to be able to insulate for sure. Yeah, I got a heater and an air conditioner window unit all in one, and it's
now
it's set for heat, which is I'm sweating like crazy. I should have turned that off, but it does its job out here. So
cool.
Yeah, we're coming up on an hour. Anything else you want to? Leave us with nuggets. Where can we find you? Your web address. Reiterate your YouTube.
Don't have a website, but I do have a YouTube channel now, Gordon's Wood Shop. You can find me on Facebook at Gordon's Wood Shop and Instagram, Gordon's_Woodshop.
You and Cody share the underscore.
But yeah, because it's hard. Like, I don't know.
Somebody has organic woodwork. I can see Gordon. That's
I can see that.
But organic woodwork?
It just looked better than having organic woodwork all
one word.
Really? Long. Yeah.
Okay. I feel like the underscore is kind of a hindrance rather than than a help. Yeah.
It's not.
When you're typing stuff in.
Really? Because
I could be wrong.
When you type in organic.
Or when I'm trying to tag you and I have to remember, there's an underscore.
No, naming your shop Fiery Squirrel Art is a hindrance. Underscore
that's
is no
true.
Problem.
That's very hard to spell. Yeah.
When you spell squirrel.
Exactly.
You can't even spell fiery.
Exactly.
Furry.
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 No, that's not it.
Furry squirrel.
Brian, leave us with a teacher nugget.
A teacher nugget?
Mm-hmm.
If you could grade this,
grade what?
Knowing it's this meaningless, podcast. Whatever you say.
Oh, this whole podcast,
yeah,
we get like
you
a
could grade this podcast.
We get a good B minus.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, we get a good.
It doesn't mean anything.
I would not show this grade to my mother. It wouldn't matter.
Next time, I'm gonna have report cards for all of y'all. Next time,
I'll hang it on my fridge.
You do that.
Yes.
Show it to your wife. Make her sign it. I want to see it again.
If you're listening to us...
I didn't do that in school. I'm not doing that now.
If you're listening to us, please give us a grade on iTunes or the other places you're listening.
Spotify. We're on Spotify?
Yeah, we're on all of them. I only ever use iTunes, so I know that iTunes matters. The reviews bumps us up in the visibility on the charts. So yeah. Please leave us a 5-star review with a written something and let us know.
Well, leave us an honest review.
Leave an honest review. 5 stars is
B and a half.
Is a B and a half. Four-star review.
give us a B and a half.
Yes.
A B.5.
And
B.5.
Yeah. And we're also on YouTube. These are all recorded, so if you want to view us live, and not, well, yeah. semi-live, and you want to see us in person, see you can go to
Brian's
us.
Flowing locks.
They are really long right now. It's crazy. It's not, and that's not because all the haircut places are closed. He just chose.
Yes, it totally is. That's
ponytail
why.
It up.
No.
Man bun.
It was like long. It was long-ish, but it's gotten
it
so much longer.
Flowing. You have flow. Right.
Like
now.
You, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You I went.
Have to start consulting my wife about conditioner.
Yes. My. If you want to see his flowing locks, please visit us on YouTube at the Build Guild Podcast. And.
Yeah, something happened. You just went straight Nazareth all of a sudden.
Yes.
It took a Nazarite vow. That's what happened. I'm going to go hand to hand with a lion now out on the dusty roads.
Crazy.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks so much for joining us.
Glad to be here. Thanks for the invite.
Thanks a lot.
Make sure to check him out on Instagram. Follow along with his table build. And if you're in the area and you need a table, don't go to Cody because he's getting a business loan. Go to Gordon's workshop because he's not funded by the taxpayers.
Wow. Yeah, go to Gordon.
They got their options. They got they one in Cersei and one up in Velvet Ridge.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. So thanks for listening. We'll catch you all on the next one.
See y'all.
See you.
Bye.